Last week we spoke about the role of a utzis nukko versus utzis sheni nukko, of a potted plant versus not potted plant that's sitting outside in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah, and how we relate to that. The general idea, and this is kind of just the yisod of how everything works here, is that Chazal understood that a plant that's outside, if there's a hole in the ground, it is taking some nutrients from the ground itself. It's sitting on the ground. And even if it is not with a hole in the ground, if the leaves or part of it extend over the ground, somehow the nutrients or whatever it is from the ground can somehow impact the tree itself or the plants in the pot and make a difference. And therefore, we have to be concerned about that as well. So let's, this week, talk about indoor potted plants. Everyone likes a nice indoor garden at some point, whether you have the hanging plants, or you have something that sits on the floor. What are the laws of Shemitah? Let's say you totally grow something indoors in your house in Eretz Yisrael, never sees the light of day outside. Are the laws of Shemitah applicable to something that grows indoors? So we have a Yerushalmi in the first parak of Maseches Orla, and this is all being read according to the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe is the classic commentary on the Yerushalmi. And the Pnei Moshe says that if there, the Yerushalmi, according to the Pnei Moshe, says that if there's a tree that is planted in a home that is chayev in Orla, if I plant a tree in my house, all the laws of Orla apply to it, and I can't use it in the first 3 years. Now, the Pasuk in Vayikra in Perek Yutah says, V'chisavo la'aretz unetatem, any amount of planting, whether it's natua ba'aretz, whether it's plants in the ground, doesn't mention the sada. In that case, though, you'd be patra in maestros, meaning if I plant something in the ground, and if it's not in the field, I put in the ground, but it's not in a field, I would be patra in maestro. The pasuk in Dvarim Yadalad says, "Aser taser is kultuvas zarecha, hayotze hasada shana shana." So the pasuk implies that the chiyuv is only on things that come from the ground of a field, of a sada, and not things that grow in the house. So we know about Meisra, we know about Orla, whether it applies in the house or not. But regarding Shemitah, the Yerushalmi is a bit unsure whether the laws of Shemitah apply to houseplants. Why? Because there are two contradictory psukim. In Vayikra Chavhei it says, "V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos Hashem," that the land should rest for God. And this implies that Shvius is observed wherever there is aretz, even a house. If there's dirt in your house, and there's a potted plant in your house, well then Shemitah applies there, because Eretz means dirt. On the other hand, later, in Pasuk Dalet it says, Sadcha lo Sizra, V'charmcha lo Sizmor. This implies that the prohibition of Shvius is only for things that grow in the field, the Sada, or the vineyard, and not for things that grow in the house. And the Suffolk is not answered in the Yerushalmi. They leave it unclear. The Yerushalmi leaves it not exactly clear what the laws are regarding Shemitah of things that are planted and grown in the house. So you would expect us to look where? In the Rambam. So if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Sheni in Perek Yud, he says that something that grows in a house is chayv in Orla, and putter in Maaser according to the Torah, but chayv in Maaser midrabanan if you plant something in your house. However, in Hilchos Shemitah, the Rambam is silent, and he says nothing about the status of a houseplant. It is so frustrating that the Mishnah Lamelech in the very beginning of Hilchos Shemitah of Yovel says, "Lo ra'isi l'rabbeinu shevidinim elu shel shvius." The Rambam brings nothing about houseplants anywhere in the laws of Shemitah. So because the Rambam is silent, we know we're going to have a bit of a complicated discussion about how to treat houseplants indoors that are growing in potted plants. So how do we paskin here? On one hand, there's the Peres HaShochan. Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, the famous student of the Vilna Gaon, writes in his classic work on the Mitzos HaTzluos Ba'aretz and Hilchos Shvius and Simen Chaf that there is a suffix in the Yerushalmi, and Shvius nowadays, as we know very well, is Midrabanan, and therefore suffix Lekula, a doubt about what to do in the Yerushalmi. We're dealing with rabbinic laws. Therefore, there are no laws of Shemitah at all for houseplants. In the house of the Peres HaShochan, you could do whatever you want. You could grow cucumbers, you could grow radishes, you could have a hedge of roses, as long as it's indoors, according to the Peres HaShochan, it's all mutter across the board. Now, that sounds too good to be true, and it is, because almost everybody argues with the Peres HaShochan. The Pnei Moshe, there in the Yerushalmi, and the Ridbaz in Hilchos Maestros, in Yerushalmi Maestros Parakeh, and the Torah Sa'aretz in Perek Vav, and the Kitzos Shulchan Aruch, in Mitzvah Satsuras Baris and Perech Havav, all say that in this Safek we should be machmir and observe the laws of Shemitah for houseplants. Why is this? So the Chazon Ish in a number of places in Hilchos Shemitah, explains, he does this in Parachaf, Chavav, Chavbeis, and he says that the Pesach Shulchan is patently incorrect. He says the main suffix, the main doubt, is whether there's an Isser D'oraisa in the house or not. That's the question. Is it Usser according to the Torah to have plants inside, or not Usser according to the Torah to have plants inside? Therefore, even nowadays, if Shemitah is Midrabanan, we should still be Machmer, because the suffix is not on a Derabanan. The suffix is about a D'oraisa, and whether it should be applied to a Derabanan. Also, there's a Sveik Sveika L'chumra. We should have a doubt here, and we should be machmer. What's the Sveik Sveik L'chumra? Perhaps the halacha follows the Rambam in Hilchos Meiser and Perak Aleph, that Meiser is patur min haTorah, exempt according to Torah, and chayv min derabanan, and therefore it's still chiyuv derabanan on these things. And even if the halacha is like the Ravid, that there's patur even min derabanan of things that grow inside, so nevertheless, perhaps that's only nowadays. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that which grew inside should be also midoraisa. So therefore, since it's possible dealing with doraisas over here, it's a sveik sveika on a derabana, we should be machmer, because maybe there's an iser doraisa in all these cases. Meaning, the suffix is about whether we're dealing with a din doraisa in understanding the psukim. And even though shvias nowadays is midorabanan, the suffix is about the Torah. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Lamed Vav, says that something that is ikaro midoraisa, something that's essence comes from the Torah, should not be judged suffik derabanan lekula. That's the argument of the Chazon Ish. The argument of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach about why we should be careful about houseplants nowadays, and this is in the Mincha Shlomo in Perek Aleph, and in Chelek Aleph, and again in Tinyanis in Kuf Chav Gimel, that it's very problematic to rely on the Peyas HaShulchan. The Rambam would certainly say that there's at least an Isser Derabanan, and it's only the Ravid who would totally allow this. And he says, Shemitah's Midoraisa nowadays, meaning the Ravid holds Shemitah's Midoraisa nowadays. Meaning you cannot pick from the leniency of the Ravid and the leniency of the Rambam and combine them together, right? The Ravid would say you can use houseplants inside, but that's if you hold Midoraisa. And the Rambam would say you can't use houseplants inside, and that's Midorabanan. And therefore, many Achronim argue with the Pesach Shulchan. The Chazon Ish is Machmer, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman. The Rambam never brought the suffix of the Yerushalmi. The Gemara Moed Katan Daf Gimel seems to argue on the Yerushalmi and his Machmer. And therefore, this Shita Saposkim is that we treat our houseplants in Eretz Yisrael with the laws of Shemitah. Midorabanan. Okay. So now that we've established that point, that we should treat houseplants with the laws of Shemitah Midorabanan, let's talk about houseplants indoors nowadays. The Chazon Ish seemingly understands that anything that grows indoors is subject to Shemitah. However, when it comes to an Atzitz Sheino Nakov, again, an Atzitz Sheino Nakov means a house plant, a plant in a pot that has no hole and is not taking any sustenance from the ground, that sits indoors, it would appear that we can be lenient. Even if the things that grow inside are Chayv Midrabanan, says the Chazon Ish, they did not make a gzera, a rabbinic law, on things that grow inside, on an atzitz sheino nakov, a potted plant without a hole. Yet, the Chazon Ish concludes that even with an atzitz sheino nakov that sits indoors, we should try to be machmer. He says if the minag was to treat it as an iser, then we don't have the ability to be lenient. Because halacha is rofefes. Halacha rofefes means the halacha is unclear. And when the halacha is unclear, we follow the minag. Apparently the minag was to be machmer. One who is lenient to work in atzitz sheinu nakov, a potted houseplant without a hole that's indoors, can't be frowned upon. We can't protest against such a person. He has what's relying on the Pesach Shulchan. He was a big tzaddik. But the Isser Derabanan of atzitz sheinu nakov is not clearly laid out in Shas. And this can be combined with the suffix of the Yerushalmi as to whether Dinei Shvias apply to houseplants at all. In fact, in the Torah journal Moria, in El of Tavshin Lamed Tes, that's 1979, there's a letter to Rav Chaim Ozer Grzynski where the Chazon Ish allowed the kibbutzim of Agudas Yisrael to grow atzitz sheinu nakov indoors so they wouldn't rely on Hetzer Mechira. That's how far the Chazon Ish went. He said it's better that you should have entirely indoor-grown plants in order to grow fruit for Shemitah than to rely on Hetzer Mechira, because it's a better kula than to rely on Hetzer Mechira. However, Cesar Nissen Krauts in the Chashani, and Rosh Malvaz in the Shevet Levi in Chelek Vav, and the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Yud, and the Mishnah Yosef in a number of places, that the Chazon Ish himself was machmir about houseplants that are atzitz sheinu nakov, houseplants that did not have a hole in the bottom. And he was only lenient b'shas hadachak gadol, under great circumstances, in order to preserve Shemitah. He just felt that he couldn't protest against those who had what to rely on. The Shevet HaLevi says, Lamaisa, one should be machmer for an Aser Shein Nakov that's indoors, since this was the practice of the Chazon Ish. And also, maybe he'll make a mistake. Maybe he'll take a houseplant that does have a hole in it, there will be openings, and therefore better to be machmer on all houseplants that are indoors. However, that's not so clear. Not everybody agrees that the Chazon Ish was machmer. In the Kuntres Seder HaShvias, Al Pi Piskei Chazon Ish, the laws of Shvias according to the Chazon Ish, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Hamun and Hilchos Shmita in Perek Aleph, they both say that Chazon Ish felt that with an Otzitz She'enu Nakov, a potted houseplant with no hole inside, you can be lenient. And the Derech Hamun adds that the Chazon Ish was lenient to water all of his houseplants without limit. There was no problem, according to the Chazon Ish, to water the houseplants. And he writes in the Derech Hamunah, in the name of the Mishpatei Eretz, citing Rav Yashiv, that there is no isra of vegetable on indoor houseplants that are Eino Nakov. So Rav Dov Landau is the Rosh Shiva in Slabatka in Bnei Brak. So he has letters called Minchas Davar. So he writes the Chazon Ish, seemingly had contradictory opinions about this. Some saying he was machmer in indoor plants, some saying he was lenient. So it was a mutter to plant an Eatzer Sheinu Nakov indoors, or whether you should protest against those who do. So Dov Landau claims that he heard from the Chazon Ish that you can be lenient. But perhaps he says the Chazon Ish retract his opinion later on. Unclear. Rav Yashiv in the Kovetz Shuvos and other Svarim as well says that because of the Suffolk and the Ushami, it's a good thing to be machmer if possible on indoor plants. And perhaps there's more reason to be machmer for Malachas Doraisa, planting something indoors, pruning something indoors. However, Malachos Derabanan, Malachos Derabanan, like watering or putting it in sunlight, one doesn't need to be machmer. So what we have here at the end of the day is that when it comes to watering indoor plants, you can probably be lenient across the board. Indoor plants, Atzer Sheinu Nakov, no holes in the bottom, sitting on, you know, a pure plastic base, you can probably water and put them in sunlight without question. But there are perhaps by Malachos Doraisa, by planting and pruning, one should be machmer. Now, just we'll talk about a little bit of a controversy that goes on in Eretz Yisrael. Every year, the Badatz Eid Haredis, who we know from their kashrus standards that we all observe when we go to Eretz Yisrael, so they put out a kashrus journal about what's going on, policies, things like that. And for Shemitah this year, they put out something called Dvar HaShemitah, for Tavshin Pei Beis. And they write in their Dvar HaShemitah that an Atzitz She'enu Nakov, or an Atzitz Nakov, that sits on something that separates it from the ground, and there's like hard plastic underneath, and it sits in a house with a roof over it, so there's no outdoors at all, doesn't have Dinei Shvias at all. Now, the Badatz Eid Haredis, they are very, very strict about these things. If they're lenient here, then certainly we have what to rely on. And he says, they say, one should make sure that the branches don't leave the area of the pot itself. You have to have a nice plastic or metal base beneath it. And they add that there are those who are machmer, but really make a din, you can be lenient. Rav Yosef Lieberman, the Mishnas Yosef, wonders how the Eid HaRedis is assuming that there's no din of Shvias by indoor houseplants. The Madrich, this guide, is meant for non-farmers. Houseplants are not essential things that we need to be lenient for Balabatim who like to have indoor greenery. So why are they being lenient? The Minchas Yitzchak thinks that allowing the planting and maintaining of Atzer Sheinu Nakov in a house is a big leniency. It shouldn't be used. And even the Chazon Ish only allowed when people weren't able to keep Shemitah properly. And therefore he thinks the Madrach HaKashrus should have been changed, and it's very problematic. Okay, but it's not changed. They're sticking by their guns. Indoor houseplants, you can be lenient with, certainly when it comes to Dinei Rabbanan of watering and sunlight. Let's go to the last 2 points, and then we'll wrap it up. So the second to last point is, what about the houseplants that is on the ground level? What we call in Hebrew tsamud karka, the ground level, where you have a ground floor that's simply built on the dirt or the grass over the house is placed. So in the Sefer Mishpatei Eretz, in Perek Ches, they discuss that length. And he says that in Atzitz Nakov, if you have a houseplant that has a hole in the base, and it's on the ground level, tsamud karka, it's aser in Malachas Shvias. A concrete floor or tiles are not a chatzitza, it's not enough of a separation between the plant and the ground to make it into an Atzitz Sheinu Nakov. And therefore, one should not be lenient, even from Malachas de Rabbanan, and it should be treated as the same status as plants in a garden. If Yotzes Nakov sits on marble, then according to the Chazmish, it's a chatzitza for the ground floor, that's fine. However, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, the marble floor is not a chatzitza for an Yotzes Nakov on the ground floor. Okay, now regarding a ceramic floor, if someone is merits to have such a floor in Eretz Yisrael, ceramic tiles, so there's a suffix whether that is a chatzitza between the plant that has a hole in it and the dirt beneath the ceramic floor. Some say that if you're growing vegetable or other non-perennial plants, you can be lenient and treat it as asur shen nakov because they don't have strong suctioning power for the nutrients from the ground if it's inside the house. However, if you're growing a tree inside or a perennial plant that have hard stems, then one should be machmer and treat it like an atzitz nakov inside the house because of the strong suctioning power to draw nutrients from those particular trees, talking about a ceramic floor. Now, airspace is also not a hefsek, it's not a break for absorption from the ground. And therefore, if I have an atzitz, if I have a houseplant that is on a stand or it's hanging in the air above the ground, it's still atzitz nakov. That's not enough to take it out of its problematic status. The next thing is that it's mutter during Shemitah to turn an atzitz nakov into an atzitz shenu nakov by plugging up the hole, resting the atzitz nakov in a plastic dish. There's no issur of stopping the growth during Shemitah. It's atzitz to turn an atzitz shenu nakov into an atzitz nakov. I can't put a hole in my houseplant. That's problematic because now it's going to take nutrients from the ground, and that's like planting. And therefore, you shouldn't take it away from a plastic dish that it's in, or if there's no chatzitza underneath it. If a person has an atzitz nakov, if you have a houseplant that has a hole in the bottom or the side, and they want to maintain it during Shemitah, this is what I would tell you to do. They should turn it into an atzitz shenu nakov. You should take your houseplants, put a chatzitza, a strong chatzitza, a strong break between the houseplant and the floor underneath it, something made from thick plastic, PVC, wood, metal, glass, something like that. And this chatzitza should cover the entire area of the branches as well, as we've spoken about, because the branches can also draw nutrients from the ground. Then it'll be an atzitz shenu nakov, according to all opinions. And then you can do any malachos to it, except for planting and sowing the plant, like watering it or moving around the house. So that really is the best thing to do. If you have a house plant indoors, in order to cover it according to all opinions, if you can water it and you can move it around to sunlight. These are all malachas terabanan, as long as you make sure that it has a firm base and it's not drawing any nutrients from the ground. Okay.
You have in the Eretz, the houses are like kind of on the hill.
Yeah.
So is that considered ground level, or is that?
It's ground level if the room that I'm standing on is built above dirt. Meaning right below that is dirt. That's considered ground level. That would be a problem. So let's talk. That's a good segue for the last piece here. Let's say I have an atzitz nakov. I have a house plant with a hole in it, that classic potted plant, ceramic potted plant with a hole, and it's sitting in a house. But it doesn't sit on the first floor. It sits on the second floor, the third floor, on the first floor that's built above ground, on stilts, something like that. According to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, in the Mincha Shlomo and in the Matzne Aretz, then this is enough of a separation from the ground, and there's no yanika, there's no nutrients being drawn in at all. And the separation of the airspace combined with the flooring creates a chatzitza, even if there's a hole in the bottom of the plant. And therefore, it's now considered like an atzitz shenu nakov inside a house. Which again, going to repeat back to the Yisod, an atzitz shenu nakov inside a bias that's separated from the ground, you can do malachas derabanan to. You can water, you can move to sunlight, things like that. The Yalkut Yosef cites Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and then he cites his father, Rav Avadya Yosef, who said that it's mutter to plant in an atzitz nakov that sits in a house, even on the ground floor, because the flooring is considered a chatzitza. Rav Yashiv, in a number of places, and the Chazon Ish, and the Chachani all say that concrete floors, or floors made from sand or gravel, are not a chatzitza, because the plants can take nutrients from them. The concrete and the sands and the gravel have nutrients that can be beneficial towards the plant, and that's not a chatzitza. It's not sufficient. And therefore, we would treat such a floor as an atzitz nakov, as if there's a hole in it, inside a house as well. So putting them directly on gravel, sand, concrete would not be sufficient for Shemitah. The last point is that Rav Elyashiv in his Kovetz Shuvos and Rav Elazar in the Toras HaLevi both say that an atzitz she'eino nakov, or an atzitz nakov, a houseplant that has a hole or doesn't have a hole, with a proper chatzitza, and the leaves stick out of the pot. You have a very elaborate houseplant, and the leaves stick and they drape all over the place. If the leaves are over the floor of the house, and there's no yanika, then there's no issue, because the floor of the house is not drawing any nutrients. But if they extend over actual karka, over actual ground, then the leaves could be getting nutrients from the air, and therefore one should be careful, even with an atzit she'eino nakov, to make sure the leaves are covered properly. The Choshani says that if the branches leave the airspace of the pot, then the branches are taking nutrients from the ground, and it's entirely atzit nakov, and that could be problematic as well. So, as we mentioned last time, the best things to be in all these cases is to have a nice, clear base, a strong base that's going to make a separation between any area where the plant extends and the ground itself, if we're talking about ground floor or things are going to be outside. But things on the second, third floor, things like that, are certainly going to be okay. Okay, we'll stop here and continue Bezos Hashem next week. Good Shabbos.